Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Still here.
We just ended up a wonderful, wonderful segment with Ian Wilder, who is the acting executive director of Long Island Housing Services, giving tips to seniors on foreclosure and lease problems and living conditions. And it's so important because in today's world, when you finally become a senior and you're fortunate enough to be there, your living conditions should be acceptable and you shouldn't be in fear all the time. And things go wrong in somebody's life. So it's nice to have a place to go and get some help. If the family can't help, to have an organization. And he stressed one thing which is so important. Don't respond to phone calls coming in. Always, always, no matter what you're looking for, reach out to the organization you want to get involved in. Let them answer the phone because you know you got the right person. This next guest today, Al O'Rourke, is a senior observer at the Nassau Community College, and this has me amazed. I didn't know anything about this program until it was brought to my attention, and I'm not going to do it justice to explain it, so I'm going to turn it right over to Al. Good morning.
Good morning.
And just tell us what the program is, how you got involved in it, and how people can get involved.
Okay. My name is Al O'Rourke, and the full name of our program is Nassau Community College Senior Citizens Observer Program. We've been in existence since 1974.
This program?
Yes, 1974. And we can thank either Governor Rockefeller or Governor Malcolm Wilson.
Okay.
Because the education law decided that if there's going to be all these empty seats in classes that haven't been filled, then seniors over 60 deserve them. Not 65, over 60.
Okay, 60.
It's pretty good. I'm a program advisor. I probably see 50 seniors in person over the year to help them register because we need the computer. And also, as seniors, they also have a lot of disability, travel issues, and it's a big campus. But anyway, what do we do in the program? We audit or observe college classes on a tuition-free basis. We don't pay anything, and on a space-available basis. So if a class is filled with paying students, we are bumped out of that class.
Okay, which makes sense. That's fair.
So in other words, I want to go to Harvard, and you're going to help me? Or is this a specific college that I'm going to be going into?
I sort of don't understand the question. If you're going to go, you have to be over 60. Still going to go to Harvard?
Well, that's my question. Is this a specific school where you're focused?
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, we all are in some spot and we all have bosses. We're under the continuing education program, which is also called lifelong learning, which I kind of like. And they also do workplace education. So we're under the community education umbrella of the college. There are 9,000 community education students. These are not degree-seeking students. And there's also the 20,000 degree-seeking, tuition-paying students. There's quite a few programs that are not funded and that are free for people. Ours is one of them. But most of the continuing education, maybe they run about 8 weeks. You pay $100, $50, sort of thing that's like the adult education. But Nassau does it. Nassau's a big college, you know, together.
And this is specifically Nassau. We're talking specifically Nassau College.
Right.
Right.
So it's all Nassau residents are eligible. Anyone over 60. And I like to tell people, you don't have to have ever gone to college, because we'd like to see more people that are just high school diploma. You do not have to be a citizen. Any disabilities that you might have, you don't have to be a high school diploma. Any disabilities that you have, we accommodate. There's many ways of getting to campus. Sometimes we set up special tables for students. And the other part is that I also want to say that I'm on the Alumni Association board, just a little commercial for them. But I also consider myself, first of all, I'm a senior observer student. And even though we all pay no tuition, there's almost nothing different for us except for the fact that we don't pay tuition. In other words, we can use the computers.
Okay.
We have student cards. We have student numbers. I could get into all the things that are available besides classes. But I do want to tell you, it's a big college that we don't realize. I like to take foreign language. This place also gives 11 other languages, and I have to tell you that They give Arabic, Japanese, and Chinese. They give Latin and Hebrew. They give Portuguese. They give Russian. They give Spanish. I take the Spanish.
Okay.
They give French. They give German. They give Italian. They give 11 languages. But almost all the languages only go for 1 year, 101 okay. and 102. Okay. The ones that are big business are, of course, the Spanish, the French, and Italian.
Okay.
That they'll give an intermediate level. The Spanish level, they'll go up to the advanced level. So I'm taking medical Spanish right now. I'm a I'd say semi-retired. I'm an RN. I still work at times.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know?
So, I have a question.
Yes.
You're taking a class. Take it the Spanish class. You go on day one, like the rest of the students. Mm-hmm. Do you participate in the test?
If you wish. What the professors do is they see an older student, and okay. either they'll recognize them as a senior or they'll think they're a paying student. So they just want everyone to participate like everybody else.
Okay, and so if there's a work together thing, you're included right. in everything. It's not like he's the senior. You don't get that part of it.
98% of the time.
Okay.
It's at the discretion of the instructor. But almost all the times I tell people that just do what the other students do. Buy the books, do everything that they do. If there's something you don't want to do, just talk to the professor after class and say, hey, you know, I don't want to take tests. I'm a senior.
Okay.
And they're okay with that. Hey, I don't want to write a paper. But when the books came up, the books are kind of an issue. Even though it's free for us, sometimes the books are up to $200.
Right.
And it's really, if you don't get the book, you kind of set a bad example for the rest of the class. Because as a community college, sometimes it'll be acceptable to take an edition that's cheaper. So instead of 200, you might only spend 25 and get it on Amazon. But also, if there's someone in the class that's not buying the book and the teacher insists that they have the book, you know, it kind of makes us not the best guest.
Right.
So I tell people, if there's something you don't want to do or something you don't like, best thing to do is vote with your feet. You can just leave the class.
Right, okay,
there's no penalty. Rather than try to make the class fit you. We always try to say, we're a guest, although we're a student, we're a guest. Let's fit in and give something to the class.
Just as a heads up, I'm one of those lifelong learners who always goes out mm-hmm. of their way to find something. You know what I have found? Go to your public library, because if they don't have it, they will search it for Nassau, Suffolk County, and mm-hmm. sometimes they can get it through the library system for you. And if you can have the book for, let's say, 4 weeks, and then you can extend it won't cost you a nickel. And that's what I've done, and I've had the textbooks that way. So it can be a winning deal.
I never knew that.
All across the board.
And usually they have the book on reserve, too.
Correct. Got a question. I'm aware that Nassau Community College has some physical fitness kinds of programs. Do we also qualify for doing anything of that, including a swimming yes. pool?
What was very popular in the past was art, music, and gym. So we used to take all the gym classes. But now they have wellness programs. So they have free, just the teacher gets a class together, and they have Zumba, X-Fit, what's the other? Well, they have three kinds that you can take, and that's the CrossFit. And they just set up a class and do it. But for us, you know, there's about 25 different kinds of phys ed classes. We can't get into the most attractive ones. They fill up. Karate, ballet, believe it or not, ballet is big. We can get golf. There's all sorts of things. There's the adventure things where you go on ropes and stuff like that. I took racquetball, and that was good. 20 people in the class. I think I could beat 4 or 5 of them. But you discover when you try something new that new muscles don't hold up so well. So
well, that's true. You have to be careful. You're in a racquetball class with a 21-year-old, obviously, or you could be.
But this is available to us at no cost if there is room in those classes.
Yes, absolutely. But here's the but. You may need to spend $10 for a parking sticker. That's okay. a discount for us. I haven't had anyone that hasn't bought a parking sticker that came in without transportation, but the parking sticker gets you the photo ID. The photo ID gets you admission to everything else. And some of the everything else, just to give you an idea, special programs, whatever they are, you can get in the gym, you can get in the pool, the racquetball courts, and the weight room, the community hours, or you can take the classes. You go to the library, borrow whatever they have. They have 150 desktop computers. They have two help desks. They'll help you with everything. You get passwords. You can go on and go to everything. They have something called Blackboard, where a lot of teachers put the information. Tell people you can take some classes without computer knowledge, but we'll show you, or the help desk will show you. You can go to Game Room. You have online classes and distance learning. You don't have to be on campus. Discount theater tickets, parking ticket discount. Also, this is unbelievable. We have a language lab, a math help lab, and a writing center. We just go in there with our card. They consider us a student. The other thing, job placement, career services. You can come in. They have said to me, I've said, gee, I'd like to know about the internships because I'm advising young people a lot. You know, what about your internships and the job? You're a student. You could register with us, and I'll tell you all that you want to know. So we have job fairs. Also, health services are open for us in terms of what? If we're born before 57, we have to have the immunizations. 57 is the year that they still want you to have proof that you have the mumps. The young lady probably knows about it. Anyway, they have Firehouse Art Gallery. They have Vets Office. All the expos, walks, talks, and seminars you can go to. The well-being classes. But my note I have to myself, danger, parking, danger, book prices. The danger on the parking is if you don't park legal, they will give you a ticket. And the ticket is $140.
Wow. Okay.
Good to know.
There's lots of blue parking for the seniors. And I have to tell you, campus is big, 30,000 people on it, not all at once, but it's safe. Part of the reason it's safe is that we used to have the police academy on the campus. Maybe 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, the last classes left. So we have three kinds of police to watch after us, and we have everybody coming. We have Nassau County Police Department, so when you get a ticket, it's the same as real tickets. I tell everyone, they won't give you a ticket if you park legal. We have public safety. They're good. They're the ones that help us with stuff. And we also have Homeland Security. Why do we have Homeland Security? They're all over the place, and they're especially in places that have high populations.
Wow, okay.
You know, we see them. They don't have a uniform. They have a T-shirt. But there's a lot of stuff going on. And also, I have to mention that we used to be a former U.S. Air Force base, closed in 1960. So we are a former air base, and we still park on the tarmac, which is like 10 feet down, until 1960. We had World War II.
I'm just going to put you on hold for 1 second, Al. We're going to take a break. This is very, I'm just sitting here listening to you. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.